It's April 9. The war has been going on for more than a year now, and the majority of Ukrainian soldiers and officers are people who joined the army in the first few weeks or even the first few days of the war. I'll remind you that I myself joined the army on the second day of a full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine, and there were hundreds of thousands of people like me. For each of us, this has been the toughest year of our lives. We all dream of going home. I've sworn to myself a million times that I never go to Iraq, Gaza, or anywhere else in those directions that I used to visit before the war. And I promised to myself that I'll always stay at home. I don't know if I'll keep those promises, but I give them to myself regularly. That's how much I want to go home. And everyone around me also dreams of going home. Everyone is dreaming to get back to their spouses, children, cats, dogs, parents, siblings, unfinished business, unwatched movies, and unread books at home. Everyone talks about how much they want to go home. However, I don't know of any soldier or officer who has taken their full allotted leave. Here are a few quick facts. Every service person is entitled to leave. It's 10 days paid by the state and can be spent with family. Additionally, there is the possibility of obtaining additional leave if you get married, if your loved ones are ill, if you need to attend the funeral of your relative. A sick or injured soldier can stay home for a month or more after treatment. But almost no one stays at home for their hard-earned vacation for more than 3 to 5 days. Everyone returns to the front earlier. One soldier with whom I served in one unit not so long ago went home for his first vacation in more than a year, but he stayed at home for only 3 days. On the fourth day, he ran away and went back to the front. He ran away early in the morning when his wife was walking the dog. Later, he told his comrades, "I ran away and I did not say anything because I did not want to upset her." The guys joked in response, "Who her, wife or dog?" And he answered quite seriously, "Both. Both of their hearts break when I leave." Soldiers leave for the front earlier when they're allotted vacation time because they feel that they are needed by their comrades and they know that they should be on the front lines when their country is in danger. It is very difficult to explain, but you just understand that now is not the time to be at home, not the time to be with loved ones, but now you need to be far away from them, to be where it's dangerous and scary, where people are being killed and maimed. It's necessary for the sake of your loved ones to ensure that Russian invaders don't reach them. And one more important point. I'm going to talk about very personal things now, but it is necessary to understand what we, soldiers of Ukrainian army, who have served more than a year in a very bloody and terrible war, what we are all feeling now. I came home about a month ago for my daughter's birthday. I spent several wonderful days at home. I walked with my daughter, went to cafes with my girlfriend, slept on a soft, warm bed, and my cats slept on my pillow near me. But those few days came to an end, and I left back to the front, accompanied by the tears of my daughter and girlfriend, under the mournful looks of my friends and neighbors. Those days at home were like days in paradise that were teased to me and when I was thrown out of it. During the war, it turns out that the more meetings means more farewells, and these farewells are absolutely unbearable, simply inhuman. And I understand those who refuse to go home at all because the joy of the meeting of loved ones turns into the terrible pain of parting in just a few days. I don't want to end on such a sad note. Let me tell you something good. My daughter is finishing school in a few weeks. She'll have a celebration, a prom night. A few days ago, she wrote to me that she bought beautiful shoes for this celebration, and now she's choosing a dress. And you know what? Neither the shoes nor the dress would have been possible if it weren't for the listeners of my podcast who are supporting my work and my family. My daughter will be dressed up and happy on her prom night thanks to you, only you. And that means it was all worth it. Thank you.